Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for April 2nd, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond, and I'm talking to you today about the topic, suicide by hatred. I pray that your Good Friday will include some time to reflect deeply on what Jesus Christ did for you nearly 2,000 years ago. He gave up his life on the cross because of his love for you, and he did the same for me. It's the most meaningful choice to die that has ever been made. Thank you, God. I would have no eternal hope apart from what Jesus did. And that's why I found it a bit ironic that on this day, I would read a one-year Bible account of people who chose to die eternally when they were so close to deliverance. The same Jesus that died for you and for me as an atonement for our sins wanted to do that same thing for the people mentioned in today's reading. And yet these Samaritans mentioned in Luke 9:51-53 rejected Jesus simply because he wanted their Jewish enemies to also find salvation. Because of their hatred for their enemies, the Samaritans in a certain village chose to reject the Jesus who was headed to Jerusalem after passing their way. It's a terribly sad case of suicide by hatred. This is what the word says. As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. And he sent messengers on ahead who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem. Oh my. Jesus wanted to preach his gospel to the unsaved in this village that was probably similar to the Samaritan village of the woman at the well mentioned in John 4. You'll recall that the people there received his message with gladness. Here, however, because Jesus wanted Jews to gain salvation, these Samaritans had no use for him. To embrace the gospel would require the belief that all types of people would be in heaven. And these particular Samaritans were apparently unwilling to accept the idea of spending eternity in heaven with the Jews they'd hated on earth. It's really an incredible little story when you think about it. It is incredibly sad. If you have no cultural clashes skewing how you see Jesus or how you surrender to his leading, then that's very good. Please be aware, though, that some people don't like thinking about the idea of spending forever with people they can't stand on earth. This happens frequently in family split or church split situations. People are pushed toward taking sides. And for those who don't, quote, there's the door, unquote. Sometimes there's more. If you preach or teach over there, don't bother coming over here. You won't be welcomed, has been said countless times, I'm sure. Dear friends, please keep loving and praying for both parties in such circumstances. When splits are involved, don't choose sides. Choose instead to follow God's leading. Love both sides. Serve both sides. For both sides are sinners in need of a Savior. If your words are received, praise God. If your words aren't received, you've still praised God. For those who listen to you, life will be better. And that is a very good thing. As always, I love you, Martin.